In Iraq, a commander of a Shia volunteer force has criticized military figures who have called for U.S.-led airstrikes to liberate the strategic city of Tikrit from ISIL. Now, Hadi Al-Amiri, the head of the Badr organization, says that despite calls by some, quote, weaklings in the army, they do not need the assistance of Americans in the mission. The request has been made by Army Staff Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab Al-Sa'adi, a commander in Salah ad-Din province. Iraqi sources, Iraqi forces backed by Shia and Sunni volunteer forces have managed to liberate large parts of Tikrit, the provincial capital of Salah ad-Din. The operation to free the city has been slowed due to large numbers of roadside bombs planted by the Takfiri terrorists. Tikrit's liberation will pave the way for the retaking of Mosul. Now, Iraqi forces, meanwhile, continue to make gains against ISIL terrorists in Anbar province while tightening the siege on the Takfiri group in the city of Tikrit. Press News Roshan Zaglam explains on the advances.
Sources in Nineveh province say that ISIL terrorist leaders have moved their families from Tikrit and its surrounding areas to the city of Mosul for fear of Iraqi security forces, as they are getting ready to resume their offensive for the complete liberation of Tikrit. Meanwhile, in Anbar province, 13 ISIL terrorists were killed in Baghdadi area of Ramadi as the security forces continue their attacks on ISIL hideouts there.
The signs of victory are obvious now, especially in Salah ad-Din. The ISIL has been surrounded from all directions there. The same thing goes for Anbar province. The Iraqi forces have also liberated the road linking Baghdad to Ramadi.
Meanwhile, the Takfiri terrorists have started digging trenches in Fallujah to secure themselves from air and ground attacks.
ISIL is now being crushed. They're digging trenches and tunnels. Some of them are running away from Iraqi cities towards Syria and Europe. 30% of ISIL leaders have already left the Iraqi soil. They're preventing citizens from leaving Mosul to use them as human shields. The Iraqi forces were able to liberate a huge area in 10 days, which shows that they are holding the upper hand now.
A source within the ranks of the Peshmerga said that the forces repelled ISIL attacks on Kurdish troops stationed in Sinjar, west of Mosul, and inflicted heavy losses on them. Despite ISIL's terror attacks on the security forces, the army continues to inflict heavy losses on the terrorists in the west and north of the country. The forces have set their minds on one goal, fighting the Takfiri terrorists until they are completely out of their country. Roshan Zaglam, Press TV, Baghdad.